Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1073. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rav Aaron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blim Abbas Ramoish and Rafur Shlemi Yitzchok Zev Ben Shendel Shtakaver Rafur Shlemi Psych Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Kitzer uprooting. Okay, so we are talking about trees. How, when, what, when, and where, how is there a way to use a tree, the side of a tree, and so on. So once again, just to chazer over real quickly, putting things on a tree, taking things off a tree cannot be done. And by the way, I do want to mention also, which we spoke about, putting things on a tree from Erev Shabbos and keeping them on going into Shabbos if it's an item that one is going to use, or item for sure, if it's an item, definitely if it's an item that somebody needs for Shabbos, and they'll leave it there on Shabbos going into Shabbos, that also one cannot do even though it's Erev Shabbos. Now we spoke about that. It's only whereby leaving items on a tree from before Shabbos, we spoke about it's only whereby, something that somebody does not need for Shabbos, so then that will be okay leaving it there from Erev Shabbos. Then we spoke about using the side of a tree cannot be done, using branches, hanging things on the branches, and using that cannot be done. It has to be twice removed. You have Tzidei Ilan, in other words, using something that's attached to the tree, and you have Tzidei Tzadim, which is twice removed. Like we said, a basket, for example, the basket that's hanging on a nail that's stuck into a tree, a basket hanging on a peg, so putting things in and out of that basket, that would be okay as long as it's not going to move the tree. But to hang the basket on the nail on Shabbos, that you can't do because you cannot use once removed. You can't use Tzidei Ilan. That cannot be used. Okay, we spoke about that in the previous year. Now, moving along, we're going to get to some various different cases with the hammock also. I want to get into various different cases. We spoke a little bit about the hammock last year. But now, as far as leaning on the tree, right? I'm walking, we're going for a nice walk. I'm a little tired, I want to rest. Could I lean on the tree? I'm not sitting on a branch, I'm not doing anything. Is there a problem with leaning? Oh, here's a nice, beautiful, big, strong tree. I want to lean and rest a little bit, right? Could I lean up against the tree? Is there any problem with that? Now, for the Ramah, we spoke about last time, the Ramah says very simple, Mutter Liga Be'ilan, one is allowed to touch a tree, right? Oh, I have a nice tree, could I touch it? Yeah, you could touch it, but make sure you can't break off any branch, you can't break off any part of it. You could touch the tree, that's not the issue. But you can't shake it. Said the Ramah, you can't shake it. Oh, so now the question is, you can't shake it, excuse me. If somebody leans up against a tree, let's say it's a thin tree. It's a thin, thin wobbly type of a tree. So if I lean up against a tree, as soon as I lean up against it, I shake it. So obviously you can't do that because you're allowed to touch a tree, right? We said, Ramah said, Mutaliga be, then you can touch a tree. You can't move it. You can't shake it. So moving a tree obviously is not allowed. So if I want to take a rest, I want to lean up against a tree. Here's a tree, but it's a thin wobbly tree that you can't do. You can't lean up against it. But now let's say I have a thick tree, a big thick tree, right? We have a big thick tree, and it's no problem. It's not moving. It's not moving. I mean, it would take a bulldozer to dig it up. It's not moving at all. So, could I lean up against that tree? Is there a problem? Now, we want to keep in mind also. We said that you can't be mishtamish be'ilam. We said you can't use something that's attached to the ground, in a tree, let's say. Let's stick to a tree for now, right? If it's above three tefachim, below three tefachim, okay. Above three tefachim, we said you can't do. So when I lean up against a tree, let's say I have a strong tree, a good tree, it's a powerful tree, it's not moving, it's not shaking, no problem, I want to lean up against it. I'm leaning up, first of all, we want to keep in mind, I'm leaning above three tefachim. Three tefachim is, let's say, roughly around 12 inches. We said there was whatever the machlek is, but roughly 12 inches. But when I lean my shoulders or whatever, my waist up against the tree, it's above the three tefachim. It's above the 12 inches, way above, right? So now the question is, how could I do that? Could I lean up against a tree if I want to rest? I'm using a tree itself. that's mamish using a tree. So, but says the Mishabura like this, and again, in the last Mishabura in our Simen Shin Lamed Vav, which is Sif Kut and Samach Gimel, he says like this, what's the halach? Lishon Be'ilan, to lean against a tree, and he brings this, by the way, from the Yamshel Shleima, brought in the Magen Avram. Okay. So to lean up against a tree, so it's like this. Im ha'odem bari is mutter. If somebody, I'm Baruch Hashem, I'm gesund, I feel okay, no problem. I just want to lean up against the tree a little bit. No problem. So that would be okay. That's mutter. Why? We're going to see. We'll see in a minute. But v'tash koichai is also, if somebody's weak and they mamish, when they lean, you know, like if you pull the thing away, Rahman al-Sun is going to fall down. So that's also, that would be a problem. Oh, so we see a healthy person, no problem. I just want to rest a little bit, whatever, lean up against something, up against a tree a little bit, that would be okay. But a weaker person, maybe an older person, weaker person, that's us. So what's the reason? We'll try and get into some of the more details, but let's just see the foundation of the halacha. So what's the reason? We said you're not allowed to use a tree. And over here, I'm not using the side of the tree. I'm not using the sides once removed, twice removed. I'm using the tree itself. I'm leaning on the tree and it's above three tefachim. How could I lean on a tree? Tells us the Mishnah Berurah, B'shem the Magen Avraham, the Amchal Shlema, like we saw, that right. So he says, so he says, "Vatam the Adam Baria, a healthy person, somebody that's okay, that's you know, a regular person, not too old, not too weak, and so on. The Adam Bari Einay Soymech Alav Elamaat. When they lean, they only lean a little bit. Yeah, you lean a little bit on the tree. You're not like, you know, leaning your whole body and your whole mamash, who knows what, on the tree. You lean a little bit just to take a break a minute. V'loy Mikre. So yeah, you're not allowed to use the tree. You're not allowed to. But v'loy mikrei mishtamish b'mechubar. That's not considered that has a din, a halachic status of quote unquote that you're not using something that's attached to the ground. But aval tash kaychay. But if somebody is weak, an older person, or something like that, and they lean up against the tree, tash kaychay tzorich lismach b'chol kaychay. A love. They have to mamish. When they lean, they lean. It's mamish. The whole thing, the whole body is leaning on the tree. Whereby if you pull away the tree, quote unquote, somehow, you know, if it's possible, then they just fall over. They lean a weaker person, Rachmon al-Slan, or an older person. When they lean, they lean, their whole weight is on the tree. So that, to mikre mishtamish b'machubad va'asar, that's taka considered using something attached to the ground, number one. Number two, it's above three tefachim, right? Of course, it's above three tefachim. Because that's high up, his shoulders, waist, and whatever the case is, so that would taka be aser. That would taka be aser. But tells us, so let's just chazir over again. Why could a healthy person, when they lean a little bit, because they lean a little bit. So that halachically doesn't have a din of using something attached to the ground, whereby a little bit of a weaker person, we'll try and get into more details what a weaker person means. Where do we draw the line? Like, you know, like what, you know, if somebody has a rough time walking, I mean, where do we draw the line? But just, let's just get it straight. A healthy person, gesunde hei baruch Hashem, would be allowed to lean because they lean a little bit. And to keep in mind, just leaning a little bit, that's not considered mechuber, mishtamish b'mechuber, using something attached to the ground. But a weaker person, that they lean with their full kayach, and they have a din of using something attached to the ground. Oh, but the Mishnah Berurah ends off. A very important point, which is what we said in the beginning, that's only when you're not shaking it. But if somebody's going to tell me that they lean up against a tree, they're going to rest. Good. They're bari, they're gezun, baruch Hashem, halavai, vay, they're gezun, hey, but they're leaning up against the tree, now they're going to shake the tree by leaning it, like we said in the beginning, let's say a weaker type of a tree, or more shaky type of a tree, that afilu abari is also, even a healthy person will be also. Why does that gufa shimush hu? Because this is called using the tree, using something that's attached to the ground. You can't shake a tree. We saw that in Ramah, you're not allowed to shake any part of a tree. Okay, so we're going to stop over here. Obviously, we'll get into more details, upcoming shiurim. But, so bottom line is, just again, letter of the law, a weaker person cannot lean up against a tree, even though the tree will not shake. A healthy person could lean up a tree against a tree even as long as the tree will not shake. But if you're going to tell me that the tree is going to shake by you leaning up against it, then in all cases, a person is not allowed to lean up against a tree. And again, we'll see more details as we go down the line. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch. Kol Tov.